In fact, the human mission above, Misha Achzai Bulmus, somebody got a certain machla, a tremendous desire to eat, which is dangerous if he holds himself back. Machila Maitai, Afilas Varm Tmeim. He could eat even non kosher food, Achiyera Enos, till his eyes light up, till he gets back to himself. Misha Nashu Kelv Shaita, a wild dog, sick dog, bit him. A Machila Maitai Mechatak Kavit Shalom. You do not feed him from his diaphragm, even though this is some type of medicine, but since it's non-conventional medicine, that was not proven to work, one is not allowed to be even able to do it. Rabbi Masi ben Chayesh Mate, he does permit this, the halach is like the Tanakama. Kamuvan is a big discussion about use of non-conventional medicine. One should ask his rabbi about that. General opinion is that the things that have a proven track record and they're acceptable. The other ones are not always so pushed. Another statement of Masimin Chorish. A Chorish is big Reinoi. The person has some pain in his throat. Matilim Loistam, the first people of Shabbos. He's allowed to put some medicine. He's allowed to take medicine. He's a type of Shash, which is some type of infection which can be dangerous. It makes yourself even pushed. Not talking about just sore throat. It's a type of pain. It was known that in those times, like a type of strep throat or something like that, which is not taken care of, can be dangerous. Called stuffing the fascia is there for the Shabbos. Even if it's a stuffing the fascia, you are required to machal Shabbos to save the person's life.